lineup. And for New York, as the Orioles take the field, Bobby Richardson leads off at second base. Tony Kubek playing shortstop, batting second. Roger Maris in right field, batting third. Yogi Berra will be in his second ball game, batting fourth and playing left field. In right field will be Johnny Blanchard, batting fifth. Elston Howard doing the catching, batting sixth. At first base, batting seventh, Bill Scarron. Lee Boyer, batting eighth, playing third base. And Bud Daly, pitching and batting ninth. For the Orioles, Brooks Robinson leads off at third base. Jerry Adair batting second, playing second base. In center field, hitting third, Jackie Brandt. Jim Gentile will be at first base, batting cleanup. Doing the catching and batting fifth, Big Gus Triando. Earl Robinson in right field, batting sixth. In left field, batting seventh, Dick Williams. Ron Hansen will be batting in the eighth position, playing shortstop. And pitching and batting ninth will be Dick Brown. For the second ball game, Joe Paparella calling balls and strikes. At first base, Ed Runge. At second base, Frank Umont. And over at third, Charlie Berry. And we're happy to have Armed Forces Radio with us tonight. I was speaking to Jim Kilgallen, the father of Dorothy Kilgallen, and he said he picked up Mel Allen, Red Barber, and I on Armed Forces Radio way down in Montevideo. He took a South American cruise, and in each suite on board ship, they had Armed Forces Radio piped right through, so we were happy to hear that. All right, we're ready to go in this second ball game, and Bobby Richardson leads off. Bobby was 1-for-4 in the first game, had a single his first time up, bounced to short, fouled at a catcher, and reached on an error. His first pitch to Richardson, a ground ball to second base, Adair to his left, up with it, throws to Gentile, one away. Brown has won 10 and lost 5, and he's 1-0 against the Yankees this year. Lifetime against New York, 6 wins, 13 defeats. Brings up Tony Kubek. Tony in the first game was 0-for-3, sacrificed, bounced to third, bounced to short, and reached on an error. First pitch is over, strike called. Well, Hurricane Esther has held off. We had one sudden downpour about the sixth inning, but then that stopped, and right now it doesn't look too bad. Knuckleball gets away from Triando's back to the screen, 1-1. Right now the temperature is 69 degrees, humidity 87%, and the wind is northeast at only 10 to 18 miles per hour. But it's expected to get to 30 and 40 miles per hour after midnight. So let's hope that that forecast holds up. If it doesn't, we'll get on Joe Cooper, because he's the one that wrote it out. Pitch to Kubek, fouled and coming back out of play. One ball, two strikes. Being that Winston is the sponsor for the first half of this game, how about flipping me a Winston out, boy? One ball, two strikes on Kubek. On deck, Roger Maris. Right-hander ready. His knuckleball is hit out in the left field, coming on fast, Williams, and he makes a diving catch. A beautiful diving catch. A desperate chance. If he had missed that ball, it would have been an inside the park homer. Nobody was backing him up, but he makes a sensational play in short left field. Two ways. And here's Roger Maris. Roger in the first game was 0-for-3. He walked, hopped to first, bounced to first, and fly to right. Brown pitches foul way back in the upper deck and right field foul. The wind has been blowing from right field, and it's going to be tough to hit one out unless you get it right down the line. One strike pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. He changed up on Raj, and he was way out in front. quick delivery. Another ball gets away from Triando's ball one. Gus has enough trouble holding Hoyt Wilhelm, and it looks like the weather conditions are excellent for Skinny Brown's upper ball tonight. So Big Gus is not using the big glove for Skinny Brown as he does for Wilhelm. He's using the regular catcher's glove. Pitch to Maris, a foul back off the screen. 2-1-2 on Roger. On deck, Yogi Berra. Maris is batting 271. 58 homers, 138 RBI. And counting this game, Roger has only two games left for the 154-game schedule. Foul tip off the umpire's catch protector. Joe Paparella calling balls and strikes. The Orioles behind young Steve Barber shut out the Yankees in the first game, 1-0. They scored a run in the first inning, and it held up all the way through the ball game. Bob is 8th shutout of the year, tops in both major leagues. Knuckleball low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And so the Yankees cannot clinch the pennant tonight. Even if they win this ball game, they still need another win or another Detroit loss. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul back in the upper deck. Outside corner. Daly sets outside 1-1. Yankees have Berra in left, Maris in center, and Blanchard in right. Here's the stretch. Pitch is hit high in the air to left center field. Maris going way back. Turns now under it and makes the catch in deep left center. That's one away. It brings up Jackie Brandt. Batting 307. Brandt was 0 for 2 in the first game. Struck out, walked twice, and bounced to third. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Scarron holding first against Brooks Robinson. Stretch by Daly. The pitch is a curve over, strike one call. Daly's next pitch outside, 1-1. With a short leadoff perch. 1-1 count on Jackie Brandt. Pitch is right in there. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Strike three called. He got the fastball by him. First strikeout for Daly. Brings up Jim Gentile, the first baseman. Gentile batting 307. Was 0 for 3 in the first game. Walked line of right, struck out twice. Brooks Robinson at first base. Pitch to Gentile. Curve outside. Ball one. On deck, Gus Triandos. 1-0 pitch. A curve inside this time. Ball two. 2-0. That first ball game was just a 1-0 game. It still took over 2.5 hours. Fastball swung at and missed. Strike one. 2-1. No score, bottom of the first. Throw to first, Robinson's back. Again, Daly sets. His curve is foul tip off the glove of Howard. 2-2. Two up. Stretch by Daly. Fastball foul. Back off the upper deck, down on the field. Ford was trying for his 25th win in the first game. Ford didn't get it. There's the pitch high inside, almost a wild pitch. Full count on Gentile. 3-2. And now with two out, Robinson will be off with the pitch. Payoff pitch. Here it is. It's a curve. Strike three, swinging. Second strikeout for Daly. And for Baltimore in the bottom of the first, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. At the end of one full inning, it's Yankees nothing and the Orioles nothing. And for the Yankees, leading off in the top of the second, Yogi Berra. Yogi did not play in the first game. He's batting 269. Yogi, a foul off the umpire's chest protector, strike one. Knuckleball hit on the ground, one hop to Gentile. He races to the bag for the unassisted putout. One away. Here's Johnny Blanchard. John batting 306. Eight doubles, one triple, 20 homers, and 49 RBI. No score, top of the second. On deck, Elston Howard. Bounce pitch to Blanchard, a foul back of the plate, strike one. Ball hits to the left of the mound. Brown up with it. Flips underhand to Gentile for the out. Two away. It brings up Elston Howard. Howard batting 360. 16 doubles, 5 triples, 20 homers, 75 RBIs. In the first game, Ellie was 1 for 3. Single and a walk. Pitch to Howard. Foul off the end of the bat, strike one. On deck, Bill Scarron. Two out, nobody on. There's a knuckleball foul coming back out of play. Nothing in two on Howard. Strike pitch outside, ball one. Brown comes back with a curve in the dirt, ball two, two and two. The 2-2 delivery. A line drive up the middle, a base hit. Jackie Brandt up with it, and Howard has the first hit off Skinny Brown. A line single to center field. Brings up Bill Scarron. The Moose batting 268, 23 doubles, 3 triples, 26 homers, 86 RBIs. Was 1-for-4 in the first game. He singled his last time at bat in the ninth inning. Pitch to Moose. Outside, ball one. Cleet Boyer on deck. One nothing pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike one out of curveball. 1-1. Leading off first. Quick throw over there, Ellie's back. Warren has the time at the plate. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A curve. Base hit by the diving Brooks Robinson at third. Howard rounds the bag, holds on. A bullet hit past the third baseman in the left field by Scourin. With two out, the Yankees come up with back-to-back singles by Howard and Scourin. Here's Cleet Boyer. Boyer batting 225. 18 doubles, 5 triples, 11 homers, 55 RBI. In the first game, Boyer was 1-for-4, had a single in the fourth inning. Yankees had only 4 base hits in that first game. Pitch to Boyer, low, ball one. The three of them are involved right now. Howard at second, Scourin at first, Boyer the batter. Each had a base hit in the first game. Bobby Richardson had the other one. 1-0 pitch, curve over, strike called, 1-1. Mickey Mantle did not start the first game. He pinch hit in the ninth inning. Struck out. He did not start the second ball game. It was a very bad cold. Knuckleball foul back off the screen. 1-2. Howard at second, two outs. No score, top of the second. 1-2 count on Boyer. Here's the stretch. Knuckleball, line, foul down the left field line. Picked off the wall right to Dick Williams in left field. It was a high knuckleball, evidently didn't do too much. Boyer got good wood on it. Pitch. Ground ball hit the third. Brooks Robinson up with it. Throws to first in time for the out. For the Yankees in the top of the second, no runs, two hits, no Oriole errors, two men left. At the end of an inning and a half, Yankees nothing and the Orioles nothing. Inning, Gus Triandos will lead off. Game. He's batting 255. 21 doubles, 17 homers, 63 runs batted in. Bud Daly out on the mound. His pitch is a curve low inside, ball one. On deck, Earl Robinson. Daly's fastball is popped in the air to center. Roger Maris is coming in. Still coming in. Makes the catch right between Richardson and Kubek. Boy, that wind is something tonight. Brings up Earl Robinson, the right fielder. Batting 258. 10 doubles, 3 triples, 8 homers, 28 RBIs. In the first game, Robinson was 1-for-4. He had a triple in the sixth inning. Hits to Robinson. Hits his bat as he tries to duck out of the way. Strike one. Right-hand hitter. Curve bunted, but it's right back to the box. Daly in, up with it. Wheels throws to first in time for the out.
If he had dropped that any place but back to the pitcher, he'd have had a base hit, but it went right back to the box. Two out, here's Dick Williams. Dick batting 207, 15 doubles, 2 triples, 8 homers, 22 RBIs. Williams was 0 for 3 in the first game. Right-hand hitter. Two out, nobody on. No score. Pitch to Williams, strike call. Chasing it, is drifting near the stands and goes back in out of play. On deck, Ron Hansen, the shortstop. Nothing in two on Williams. Strike pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Three strikeouts for Bud Daly in two innings. Nothing across for Baltimore in the bottom of the second and at the end of two. Yankees nothing and Baltimore nothing. Detroit beat Los Angeles 6-2 this afternoon. Boston at Chicago, nothing at the end of one. In the National League, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, the Pirates fail to score on the top of the first. Philadelphia, St. Louis just getting underway. The Giants beat Milwaukee 11-10. And Chicago at Los Angeles, not started. For the Yankees, Bud Daly will be leading off here in the top of the third. Daly batting 103, has one double, two runs batted in. He's 6 for 58. So the Yankees have not scored in 11 innings. Here at Memorial Stadium tonight. They were shut out in the first game. Failed to score in the first two here in the second game. Dick Williams playing way over near the left field foul line on Daly. The pitch to Bud is a ground ball to second. Adair has it. Throws to Gentile and it's one away. Brings up Bobby Richardson. Bobby bounced to second base in the first inning. On deck, Tony Kubek. Pitch to Bobby is low and away, ball one. One out, nobody on. Back in the upper deck. One and one. One one pitch is fouled back just below it. One ball, two strikes. Up. Knuckleball inside, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, outside ball three, full count on Richardson. Payoff pitch, a line drive to right center field. Grant digging hard, going hard, and makes the catch. A nice running catch by Jackie Brandt. It looks like that ball is going to be between center and right for extra bases. That's two away, and here's Tony Kubek, who was robbed of an extra base hit on a diving, sliding catch by Dick Williams in the first inning. Roger Maris moving on deck, and so are the photographers. Pitch to Kubek, low ball one. Brown has exceptional control, by the way. Walks very few men. Pitch to Kubek is a ground ball in the hole and out to right field, the base set. Well, that's what Kubek did in Detroit with two out, he singled, and then Maris hit his 58th. And let's see if history will repeat itself. Maris popped up to first base in the first inning. Rods was 0 for 3 in the first game, got a base on balls. Skinny Brown has only walked 32 men in 152 innings of pitching. No score on the top of the third. Here's the stretch. Knuckleball over, strike one call. Again, Brown sets. Another knuckle. This one's outside, one and one. Ready for the 1-1 delivery. High ball two, 2-1. Deck, Yogi Berra. Two-one pitch. It's popped foul, but drifting near the Baltimore dugout. And Robinson can't get it. It goes in the dugout. He couldn't quite reach it. 2-2. The wind blows everything hit to the left of third base, back towards the stand. 2-2 count with two out. No score, top of the third. Kubek at first. Here's the stretch. Pitches a ground ball to short. Hanson to Gentile. Not in time. He beat it out for a base hit. Loped a little bit on that ball, thought he had an easy play, but when he saw Maris hustling, he tried to rush the throw, was not in time. An infield single for Roger Maris. The fourth hit off Skinny Brown, and here's Yogi Berra, who bounced out to first base in the second inning. Two out and two on. His first base hit tonight. Not close to a home run. Pitch to Yogi. Knuckleball. Line to right field. There's a base hit. And Robinson bobbles the ball. He was ready to make a quick throw to the plate. It might have been close, but he bobbled the ball. It will not be an error. A line single to right by Yogi, and the Yankees finally break the ice here in Memorial Stadium. Kubek scores, and New York leads 1-0. And that's the fifth hit off Skinny Brown. Brings up Johnny Blanchard, who hit back to the box in the second inning. With two out, the Yankees came up with three consecutive singles. Pitch to Blanchard is popped in the air and back of the plate. Deanna's coming back near the stand and makes the catch just in front of the box seat. But the Yankees come up with one run on three hits. No Baltimore errors. Two men left at the end of 2.5. It's the Yankees 1 and the Orioles nothing. All right, the Yankees lead 1-0 now at the end of 2.5. And for Baltimore, it'll be Hanson, Brown, and Brooks Robinson to face Bud Daly. Batting 241. Swings and fouls the first pitch back, strike one. 10 doubles, 2 triples, 11 homers, 50 RBI. In the first game, Hanson was 0 for 4. Bounce to the shortstop three times and fly to right. A drive to deep left field, way back there. And in the seat for a home run for Ron Hanson. Ron Hanson hits his 12th home of the year, and he really had to hit it tonight to get it through that wind. Yogi went back to the wall, but it went back about two rows in the left field seats, and the ball game's tied 1-1. That'll bring up Skinny Brown. Brown batting 133, one double, one run batted, and he's 6-for-45, a right-hand hitter. Daly's pitch is outside, ball one. Back in the upper deck. 1-1. Curveball is on the outside corner, strike two called. One ball, two strikes. Low this time, ball two, 2-2. Two, 2-2 pitch, strike three call. Got the fastball by him, just above the knees. Strikeout number four for Daly. Kenny Brown having a little talk with Joe Paparella. Got the fans a little excited. One away. Here's Brooks Robinson, a single left in the first inning. A 1-1 ball game. Baltimore won the first game 1-0. Sometimes runs are really scarce. Robinson pops the pitch up. Gowron is moving under it in foul territory now and takes it for the second out. Two away, here's Jerry Adair, fly to center field in the first inning. There outside, ball one. Curveball is over, strike 1-1. Left-hander Bud Daly comes back with a fastball, a swing and a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes. On deck, Jackie Grant. There's a foul coming back in the stands out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. All right, Bud Daly ready. Curve is hit deep to left field. Curving, though. And foul deep in the left field corner. Just missed hitting the foul pole. Daly's trying to throw a high curveball, but it just hung right up into Dare's eyes. He got good wood on it. Nobody on. 1-1 the score. Fastball is high and it counts even at 2-2. Here's Daly's 2-2 pitch. A curve liner right center field. Blanchard digging to his right under it and makes the catch. Johnny got a nice jump on that ball. For the Orioles in the bottom of the third, one run on one hit, the homer by Hanson. No Yankee errors, nobody left at the end of three. Yankees one, Baltimore one, and we pause for station identification. Here's Elston Howard, who singled to center field in the second inning. Brown pitch to Howard as a base hit up the middle. Two line drives by Howard up the middle. And that's six hits off Skinny Brown, though the Yankees have scored only one run. Here's Scarron, who's single to left field in the second. On deck, Cleet Boyer. Pitch to the Moose is low, ball one. Pitch is hit deep to left center field, way back there. And that ball is way over the fence. A home run by Bill Scarron, a deep left center field. Boy, he powdered that one. Scarron's 27th home run of the year. That's his major league high, 27. And the Yankees now lead 3-1. Boy, that ball was really fast. Cleet Boyer bounced to third in the second inning. Boyer takes a knuckleball, high ball one. Billy Heff, the left-hander, gets up in the Baltimore bullpen. Mr. Cleet is outside. Ball two, 2-0. Nothing pitch is fouled back on the screen out of play. There's another foul off the screen. 2-2. Still nobody out here in the top of the fourth. New York leads 3-1. Curve in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch to Boyer. Foul back off the screen this time. Count holds at 3-2. Again, the 3-2 pitch. Low ball four. First walk given up by Brown. Going to bring up Bud Daly, who bounced to second base in the third inning. The Oriole infield now looking for the sacrifice. Joe Paparella trying to get the boys to hustle it up a little bit. He knows that bad weather is expected. He wants to get this ball game in all the way if he possibly can. Pitch to Daly is taken inside, ball one. Bud has squared around a bunt. Pitch is bunted back to the box. Brown starts the second, throws to first. Sacrifice from the pitcher to the second baseman covering, 1-4. Boyer moves to second. Mr. Daly is taken inside, ball one. Bud has squared around the bunt. Is bunted back to the box. Brown starts the second, throws to first. Sacrifice from the pitcher to the second baseman covering, 1-4. Boyer moves to second. Brings up Richardson, bounces to second, and slides to deep right center. One away. Boyer leads off second. Pitch to Bobby. The ground ball is short. Hanson goes to first base. It's high, but he saves infield Ted Richardson, but on the bag. Ed Runge called him safe at first base. The throw was high. And Hanson is charged with an error on the throw. Gentile leaps high, came down to tag Richardson. But Runge said that Bobby was across the bag. So it's one out, and here's Kubek. Tony flying to left field, single to right field. He scored once. Infield and double play depth. The stretch. Pitch to Kubek. High ball one. On deck, Roger Maris. Ball two, 2-0. Fastball is low. Ball three, 3-0. Definitely not Skinny Brown's night tonight. Three nothing pitch. Right in there. Strike call. 3-1. All right, ready for the 3-1 pitch. Right field line. Actually, it's not foul. It's a fair ball inside the line. Here's the catch, and here's the throw to the plate. And Boyer holds at third base. He started in and then held up. As Robinson played the ball very well, he started back, then caught it as he charged in. Richardson tagged up and went to second. But Boyer, who started in, suddenly held up and went back to third. Burkeen is coming out to talk with Skinny Brown. With Roger Maris, the batter. Two outs. Richardson at second. Boyer at third. Roger pops to first and beat out an infield single. Still with 58 home runs. It didn't get any in the first game or so far in this game. true, they're not going to walk Marge Roger Maris on purpose and pitch to Barrow. Castellanos is looking into the dugout to see if they want to put him on intentionally. Gus still looking in the dugout, but they got Yogi coming up next. Is a ground ball to third. Robinson throw to Gentile in time to get Maris. For the Yankees in the top of the fourth, two runs on two hits. One Baltimore error, two men left. At the end of three and a half, it's the Yankees three and the Orioles one. Jackie Brand leads off for Baltimore as they trail 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Brandt called out on strikes in the first inning. Bud Daly, ready on the mound for the Yankees. His windup and pitch is a fly ball to short right field. Richardson bats, Blanchard in, and Blanchard makes the catch. One away, here's Gentile, who struck out in the first inning. Matter of fact, Gentile has struck out his last three times at bat, twice against Whitey Ford, and now once against Bud Daly. He has trouble with left-hand pitchers, but he murders those right-hand pitchers. Pitch to Gentile, foul back, strike one. Inside, 1-1. Daly starts the windup. Stop, checks the sign again. Now he's ready. Curve hitting the ground at second base. Richardson up with it. Goes to Scowen. That's two away. Two out, and here's Gus Triano's fly to center field in the second inning. Pitch to Gus. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Boy, he had some cut at that one. Strike two call. Nothing in two. Two strike pitch. Strike three call. That's all for Triandos. Nothing across for Baltimore in the bottom of the fourth. And at the end of four, it's the Yankees three and the Orioles one. And
now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this ball game is being brought to you by Ballantine Ale. Bolder, keener, more to the point. Brewed from Ballantine's own costlier ale formula. Try Ballantine Ale, too. It's the ale man's ale. Here, Mr. Ruggiero has gone over in the TV department. The old chopper sitting in with you folks. And it's a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Yankees as you move into the fifth inning. So that'll be pressed up. Al Brown out on the mound. The Yankees lost the first one, a tough one to Steve Barber, 1-0. Second time he shut them out this year. They're driving to cut the number down to 1. First pitch is on the outside to Yogi. As you know, if they win the second one, they will mathematically clinch nothing worse than a tie and need only one game, either win for themselves or Detroit loss, to wrap it up beyond for adventure. Pitch high outside, ball 2. Yogi in singling in the third inning, knocked in the first run and got his 100th hit of the year. Just keeps right on a rolling. Strike 1. To the inside, just above the knee. One pitch, swung on, fouled in the left field seat. 2-2. Al Brown, who has won 10, lost 5, beaten the Yankees once this year, shut out, on the mound. Triandos, back at action again after a broken hand, is catching. 2-2 pitch, strike 3. Yogi reached for a let-up on the outside. Struck out. First strikeout to Brown. Now we have John Blanchard playing right field in the second game. Yogi's in left. Dick Hall, a tall right-hander, is in the bullpen now for Baltimore. Billy Heff was in there last inning. Pitch in the dirt, ball 1. One down, nobody on. Brown deals, and back to swinging, hits the ball right to right fielder Earl Roberts. Line drive. Now we have 2 away. Baltimore infield is Gentile at first. Adair at second. Hanson got it to the Baltimore run with a homer at short. Brooks Robinson down to third. There's Howard, 2-for-2, taking a low curve for a strike. Foul back. Strike 2. Howard's had 3 hits tonight. The Baltimore outfield is Dick Williams. Left, Jack Brandt in center. Earl Robinson. He just took the line drive away from Blanchard. Is in right. Howard just set, pick the curve, go outside, ball 1. Joe Paparella is back at the plate. Ed Runge at first. Frank Umont at second, and Charlie Berry at third. Teddy coaching at third, Moses at first. As the ground ball hit into the hole, it's short. Hanson up with it. The long throw is loose and into the Yankee dugout. Bounces back. Howard is waved on the ground rules down to second base. But long throw was very close. And let's see how it is scored. I think it is ruled an error on the shortstop. That's what it is. But wait a minute. Here's the move. That's an error on the shortstop. Swung on and missed. Darren hit the home run with 1 on his last trip. There's some discrepancy around here because the figures on the scoreboard show the Yankees with 8 hits, and I could only count 7. I think they flashed an 8 and then put up the orange sign, and they haven't put it back to 7. So just working both sides of the street. Close up there, ball on the strike. He's got his 27th home run. Swings a line foul. Outside third, down the left field corner. third at second. Curve. Strike three. Does him in. So, the score at the end of 4.5 innings of the second game remains the Yankees 3 and the Orioles 1. Half of the fifth inning, Robertson first up. Now we've got it straightened out. They credited Howard with a single to short, and when he went on to second base on the throw, which got loose, that's where the error was charged. So the Yankees have 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and the Orioles 1 run, 2 hits, 2 errors, and Howard is 3 for 3. Robinson cuts to the high curve, strike one. Bud Daly pitching with his 3-1 lead. Howard catching both ends of it tonight. The left-hander deals, low inside to the knees, ball one. Scott at first, Richardson at second, Kubek at short, Boyer at third. Bella is out in left field. Mantle has a heavy cold and isn't playing. Maris is in center. Right fielder is Johnny Blanchard. Pitch high inside, ball two, 2-1. First battle, last of the fifth. There's the ball lined over short into left center field. It's a clean base hit for Earl Robinson. Burrows trees, throws into second. Single to left center. Third hit off Daly. The batter coming up is Dick Williams. And I see that Billy Huff, the veteran left-hander, is up again in the Baltimore bullpen. They can project a rally down through two more hitters. They would hit for Brown. Outfield is straight away. Daly deals and has a ground ball hit to short. Kubek is up with it over to Richardson on the first base. Not in time at first. Fourth class ball not hit too short. Hanson, who hit the home run on the first pitch of the third inning. Jimmy Adair coaching at first base in Baltimore. Lumen Harris is the third base coach and acting as manager for the rest of this year. I feel round to the left on Hanson. He's a very tall fellow, right-hand hitter. Takes a fastball wide, ball one. In the 3 innings, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, it is no score. A high foul out of play, back to first base. 1-1. Out of one shower late in the first game, we have not had the rain that was forecast. Of course, with this sort of a weather pattern, you don't know what'll happen. One pitch, inside and low, breaking ball. Ball two. Daly, a left-hander. Hanson, a right-hand hitter. The paid attendance is 31,317. They had expected a minimum of 40. I think the weather forecast cost them at least 10. Pitch low outside. Ball three. Some opinions around the hotel have known that they wouldn't even get started tonight if the weather reports at that time had held up. One pitch swung on. There's a fly ball back at the right field. Blanchard moving under it. He has it. They have two down. Of course, there's one thing we ought to say about the weather forecast. The forecasters can only forecast the weather as it is now and as they see it. The weather, especially when you get into hurricanes and these major ones, they have a way of changing every minute. Blowing up, speeding up, going this way, going that way. Now, let's see. Here's Fletcher Brown coming up to hit for himself, and so the Baltimore bullpen stops working. Bony fella. Why has the nickname of Skinny? Runner at first, two outs. Brown cuts at a knuckleball, strike one. Yankees leading 3-1 after dropping the first game 1-0. Detroit won this afternoon 6-2. Ball, strike two. Buzzed in over the outside. Brown looks at the third strike in the third inning. He didn't relish the call. Low. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Second game of the system. End of five innings. It is 3 runs, 8 hits to no errors for New York. 1 run, 3 hits and 2 errors for Baltimore. And now we'll pause for station identification.
At 1460 on the radio dial, this is WOKO Albany. Quality modern broadcasting for the Capital District.
At the end of 8 innings, Minnesota at Washington, it is 3-1 in favor of Minnesota. First game of a tri-nighter at Cleveland. Archer fits the shutout for Kansas City, 6-0. Second game end of 5, it is Cleveland 4, Kansas City 1. This afternoon, Detroit beat Los Angeles 6-2. At the end of 4 innings, it's the White Sox 3 and the Red Sox nothing. National League, the big one over there at the end of 3, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati scoreless. Friends going against O'Toole. End of 4, Philadelphia, St. Louis, no score. This afternoon, San Francisco 11, Milwaukee 10. And the Cubs play the Dodgers at Los Angeles later this evening. This game is 3-1 in favor of the Yankees, and first up is Boyer. It's the first pitch, a high fly ball into very short left. Let's see, here's the left fielder coming over, Williams, and the ball goes in the seats amongst the customers. Long strike. Start matters off, inning 6. You just tuned in. Maris has had an infield single, that's all, for the night. Mantle isn't playing, he's out with a heavy cold. Swing, fouls another one off. This one back in the stands quickly. Down in the Yankee boat there, and that looks like Tex Clevenger warming up. Jim Hegan is warming him up. As a ground ball hit to the right side, second baseman Adair up over to first, and Boyer's up. Howard is playing his 3 catches. Now Howard back at the plate, Bell and left and Blanchard in right. One away, start of the pitch. And we have pitcher Daly. He got a 2-run margin in the fourth inning when Howard singled and Scowen homered. Over to time the Yankees hit a home run, they are adding to the record it set this year. There's a high fly ball into left field. Left fielder Williams under Deasley has it. Two out. Now, Scarlett's home run was home run number 229. The record that the Yankees broke, 221. The major league record. Bobby Richardson, 0 for 3. Pitch high outside, ball one. Left and right hander working very smoothly. Al Brown. The ball is hit toward the right field corner. Robinson comes over. Hey, let's see. Makes a nice catch of it. They couldn't see where they held it enough because he ran out of sight back to Bob. Some of the fans got out. Umpire put up that right hand, so catch in the right field corner. It's nothing across in the top of the sixth. Four in the five and a half. Yankees three. Orioles one.
The crisp refresher is icily light.
With true lager flavor, it's icily right.
The crisp refresher, precisely right.
Lively golden, crystally clear.
The crisp refresher,
Valentine, Valentine dear.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Ballantine delivers a sunny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers, and that's the man for Ballantine.
The crisp refreshing.
Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Brooks Robinson, first up, last of the sixth inning. Yankees leading here at Baltimore 3-1. He's 1-for-2. Takes a pitch inside for a ball. Bailey's right back over for a call strike. One ball, one strike. Has the most hits. He's a ball club in 79. There is a line drive for hit number 180, and he bounces off the left field wall, and Burr is throwing in at second base. Brooks comes in for the slide, and he's safe. Burr made a fine throw, and he just beat it. A double to left. Double. So we got the tying run to the plate. 3-1 ball game in New York, and here is Jerry Adair. He's 0 for 2 in the second. Clevenger remains working in the Yankee bullpen. Pitch is breaking ball on the outside, ball one. Clevenger is joined. I think that's Jim Coates. There's the ball hit foul out of play. Back to first. One and one. So we have two right-handers joined. Clevenger, who's already ready, and Coates, who's just starting. How can the Yankees want this game very, very badly? They want to get all questions answered. They can start getting the team ready for the World Series. As a foul back. Strike two. The Orioles lead the Yankees on the season series, 7-6 right now. Only team in the league that has an edge on them. The Baltimore 3.5 games back at Detroit. If there'll be four, if they lose the second one, or three if they win it. The ground ball hits the short. Super. Next up, Boyer intercepts, throws over to first, and Smith got off the bag, takes the ball, and makes a tag on the shoulder of the runner. Robinson, with the ball hit ahead of him, had to stay put at second base. Now we have Jack Brandt, who has not had a hit tonight. And he's the fellow who does a lot of hitting for the Orioles. Howard goes out to now to talk to Daly. Looks at a low curve. Ball one. Yankees leading 3-1. Puts Robinson at second base. One out. In the last. 6-6. The left-hander delivers high outside. Ball two. Down his tempo right now. What? Strike. Two and one. Butch throws the knuckleball, but he can't throw it too frequently. So the way he throws it, he grips it with his fingernail. Make it sore. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, it's on ball down to short. Two back, the runner's held at second, the throw to first. In time to get Bryant. So, two men are down since Robinson opened the sixth inning with his double. And here is Jim Gentile, who's had a tough night. He's had a great year. But against Whitey Ford in the first game, he walked, fly ball to right, and struck out twice. And the second time he struck out, he left three on, ending the inning. Now against Daly, he's struck out once and grounded the second. Big long-legged left-hand hitter. Daly slips off the rubber, and Howard goes out the mound. Apparently, there's confusion over the battery time. When you have a run at second base, you can't use the simple side. You've got to go to some sort of a sequence. Howard is out there reminding Daly what they are. Wind has picked up a little bit in the last 2 moments. Also, there's been a slight drop. You can feel it in the temperature. Had a very high humidity pattern in the last 2 hours. Pitch is breaking ball low outside. Ball right. Coach is really firing in the bullpen now. He's working along with Clevenger. Daly, ready. Deals. Just inside. Quick serve. Ball. Standing at the back of the mound, thinking things through. Gentile is a very formidable threat up there. 43 homers. Oh, the bluff throw back to second base. Nothing pitch. Low outside ball three. Jeff Triandos, the big right-hand hitting catcher, waiting on deck. 3-0. Not too deep around toward right. Gentile is very much a close hitter. Nothing pitch is a strike. Just put that down there. Gentile is taking. They don't often put the take on a hitter like this. The general rule is a fellow hitting fourth in the batting order regularly. He goes up there to hit as he plays it. 3-1 pitch is swung on line in the right field. It is. He pulled it a foot or so too much. Gill, Brooks Robinson returns to second to take his lead. Again. 3-2 count. Runner at second. Two out. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. So everything is as it was. To work, Gentile strikes out at a soft curveball. So, Brooks opened up with a double and never got off second base. That's 7 strikeouts for Bailey. No runs, 1 hit, 1 left, and at the end of 6 in the second game, it is 3 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for New York. 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors for Baltimore. Scarron followed a single. One of the 3 hits that Howard has with a home run to put the Yankees ahead, 3-1. Well, let's see what we can find now some of the other places. They're in the last half of the ninth inning in Washington with Minnesota at back of Cott leading 3-1. Kansas City took the first tonight at Cleveland, 6-0 back of Archer. And in the last of the 6, it is Cleveland 4, Kansas City 2. Detroit beat Los Angeles this afternoon, 6-2. At the end of 4.5 innings, the White Sox 3, the Red Sox 1. In the big game of the National League, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, Fran pitching for the Pirates, O'Toole for the Reds. It's no score at the end of 3. But I know that it's been a long time with the third inning in since we've had the half inning score for the fourth. At the end of 4.5 innings, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and Scorley. San Francisco beat Milwaukee 11-10, and Chicago is out at Los Angeles for the other one. All right, 3-1 favor the Yankees. Here's Tony Kubek, who is 1-4-3. With 2 down in the third inning, let's see, he fouls this the ball against Al Brown. He singles. Maris shoot out an infield hit, his only hit of the doubleheader. And then Barra single to get in the first Yankee run. Howard opened the fourth with a single and Scarron homered. That accounts for the 3. Hanson has homered for Baltimore for its run. First game was won. And back of the cracked Baltimore left-hander Steve Barber 1-0. To beat Whitey Ford. Also saw to it that the Yankees couldn't clinch it today. 2 strike pitch, grounded foul by a foot outside first base. Still 2 strikes. Right-hander, veteran, delivers, and Tony pops it up. It's a foul ball. Let's see.
catch it. Triando is coming over and can't get it. He had to stop for the rail. Just missed the ball off the end of his net. So it's still two strikes. Back of the plate, kneels down on his right knee. The pitcher, the curve, fouled off. That was a sharp foul that went through the first pitch coach's box and almost hit a photographer. They allow photographers on the field. And, of course, that's pretty hazardous. Tony swings at a ground ball right to first baseman Gentile. Fair ground, steps on the back for the unassisted put out. And now we have Murray. This has been a long night for Roger. There was one photographer out on the field for Trubek. Now let's see. There are four that move out there. And Murray steps in. He has been under inordinate pressures the last few days. Been able to call a minute of his time his own. Well, there he stands. He's got the 58 salted down. Takes high outside, ball one. A strike. Quick serve on the outside, waist high. One and one. One ball, one strike. Those signs for the pitch. Maris with that trim stance. Takes low outside, ball two. Good one. Brown delivers. Roger swinging late, fouls it off. Two and two. Two strikes. Right-handed pitches. Roger swings. There's a drive deep. It is foul. He had it all but directed. He pulled it too much. He didn't pull it about too much, but enough. Roger knew it. He never got out of batter's box. All right, the 2-2 pitch again. High outside, ball three. 3-2. That ball jumped out of here. Well, he's wearing a 9. The question is, can he put a 5 in front of it? Swings, and it's a fly ball to right center field that will be caught by the center fielder Brown. Well, Roger just. Now we have Barra, who is 1-for-3. His single in the third inning was his 100th hit of the year, knocked in their first of the Yankee 3 runs. They're leading 3-1. Bill ready. Fisting with Triando, Caparella. 1-1 delivery, swung on. There is a ball hit into short right field. Jin for a base hit. So that's Yogi's second tonight. 2-for-4. It's number 9 for the Yankees. And the batter is Blanchard. 0-for-3. Feel very much caught right. Right-hander Brown deals and back. He swings, hits the ball right to right fielder Earl Robinson. Wait a minute. The ball sinks right in the ground ahead of him. And it's a base hit. Frank Umont ran out. He was closest to it. Barra stops at second base.
Joe, ready. Pitch. High outside. Ball one. Ball strike. On the outside. It's above the knees. One and one. Yogi assisting with Triando. Caparella. 1-1 delivery. Swung on. There is a ball hit into short right field. It's in for a base hit. So that's Yogi's second tonight. 2-4. It's number 9 for the Yankees. And the batter is Blanchard. 0-3. Feel very much toward right. Right hand to Brown deals, and back to swing. Hits the ball right to right fielder Earl Robinson. Wait a minute. The ball sank right in the ground ahead of him, and it's a base hit. Frank Umont ran out. He was closest to it. Barra stops at second base. Earl was trying to claim that he had caught the ball, but the ball sank. Umont says no, so it's a base hit. Runners at first and second. 10 hits to New York are Brown. And here is Howard, who has gone 3-for-3, and he had one in the first game. He's hitting right about 365. He will not have enough plate appearances to qualify him as batting champion should he have the most points. I know they test the scoring rules. Very unlikely you'll see a catcher ever again be a batting champion. Serves one on and miss. Maybe they'll have to figure out a separate department for him. Like they did for pitchers and catchers on battery errors. After all, a pitcher throws so many pitches and a catcher has so many efforts to catch that they used to charge them errors on what we now call wild pitches and fast balls. But he has made a separate category of fielding mistakes. Third, second, Blanchard is first. Howard Twing. There's a hot one. Bouncer to the shortstop. The throw to second to Adair. Gets Blanchard to the fourth. They're bound to get Ari out one. Call to the threat. No runs, two hits. And the score at the end of 6.5 in the second game at Baltimore. The Yankees 3 and the Orioles 1.
Shooting quick, up here must be icily light.
Ooh, icily light.
With two lager flavors, precisely right.
Ooh, precisely right.
Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher. Your first swallow and everyone to follow is light and crisp and golden. So pour pleasure. Pour today's Valentine.
Oh, clap your hands. Clap your feet. Clap your fingers. The crisp refreshers, Valentine's, Valentine's beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
The last half of the seventh inning, Gus Triandos to be first up. After Triandos, then Earl Robinson, and then Dick Williams. Bud Daly on the mound for New York. With a 3-1 lead. Tip to Triandos is on the outside, ball one. Jim Coates is staying ready in the Yankee bullpen. Hawk wants to cut this thing to one. Curveball is over.
Well, strike, 1-1. Baltimore won the first game back with Steve Barber, 1-0, and Detroit won its ball game with Los Angeles, 6-2. Knuckleball, foul back. 1-2. Last half of the seventh. Crowd, 31,317 paid. Another knuckleball, another foul kick. I guess if Triano's just talking to himself, he has to catch knuckles, now he's got to hit at him. 4-8, Cincinnati, 7, Pittsburgh, nothing. It was a long inning out there. There's a foul tip off Howard's right hand, I think, wasn't it? No, it was off of his mask, and I thought for a second that Ellie was going to look at his right hand, but no, he smacked that mask off. The Reds came up with 7 runs in the 4th inning to go ahead 7-0. Gene Freese hit a homer with 2 on. He got Friend out of there, and Levine replaced it. A lot of runs for O'Toole to have now with the stakes that they're playing for. Pitches inside. Ball 2. The Cubs beat the Dodgers last night. All right, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Strike 3. Got the fastball over the outside, and Fiano just turns and slowly walks away. Great strikeout for Daly. He's got something. He's coming up again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. And he's had a strikeout at least in every inning. Now we have Earl Robinson, hustling young right fielder, 1-2. Daly, that is Howard's sign. Left-handed pitcher. There's the knuckleball over for a strike. Nothing in one. Pitch is swung on, foul by. Strike 2. Okay, pitching with a 3-1 lead. Inside. Ball white. Straighten him up. Left-handed deals, and there's a foul back. Hit to the fastball. 1-2. Gets a new supply of baseballs. Robinson doesn't like to get out of batter's box. He just stays up there. Daly's letting him wait. Getter is pumping. Now, Daly himself pumps pitches, and there is a fly ball along the right field foul line. It is coming down foul. Out of play. That ball was almost past him. 1-2. Daly deals way wide on the outside. Good hard. Ball 3. 3-2. One out, nobody on. Daly studying how it's signed. Strike him out clean. striking a lot of rumble. That's nine.
Well, here is the latest local weather report that our engineer, Joe Cooper, just got for us. Temperature is now 68. It's dropping. The humidity is still high, 90%. The wind is anywhere from 10 to 18 miles per hour. And after midnight, it's increased to 30 to 40. Forecast is occasional light rain tonight. Rain becoming heavy after midnight. Heavy rain and gale wind tomorrow. But now it's Dick Williams, six strikes. And six pitch outside, ball one. It's off Howard Smith. One ball, one strike. Two down. The runoff Daly was Hampton hitting his first pitch in the third inning. A home run. One pitch, swung on and missed, stopped third. One and two. Very good stuff. Left-hander rocks. Fields. Knock a ball that's just high out into short left field. Here's Dodd coming over close to the wall, and he makes the catch in fair ground. That's the third out on the side. At the end of seven, then, it is 3-10-0 for New York, 1-4-2 for Baltimore. And we'll pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, Albany, New York, 1460 on the dial, where you always hear the very best of everything.
Just one at Washington, 3-1. Kansas City took the first set, 6-0 back at Jim Archer. And at the end of seven of the second, it is Cleveland 6, Kansas City 2. And Bell is pitching up to the Indians. Detroit won this afternoon at home from Los Angeles 6-2. At the end of five and a half, it is the White Sox 3 and the Red Sox 1. End of four innings, Cincinnati with a big explosion in the fourth, 7. Pittsburgh, nothing. End of five and a half, St. Louis, 1. Philadelphia, nothing. This afternoon, San Francisco, 10. San Francisco, 11. Milwaukee, 10. And it's too early yet for anything on the Cup game out at Los Angeles. This is 3-1 favor of the Yankees because the fellow who's leading off the eighth inning, Scowen, homered in the fourth after Howard hit single. Kenny Brown has started and still with us, delivers, and the Moose cuts and hits the ground ball down to short. Hanson up with it. The throw over to Gentile is in time, and the Moose is quickly out. The crowd responds rather derisively because Hanson has been charged with two throwing errors this season, second game. David Poirier, third baseman, 0 for 2. Roland Sheldon is now throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Pitches over for a strike. Of course, it may be that he's just loosening up because first Clevenger and then Coates were obviously the long men out of the bullpen. As the curveball hit down the short, Hanson grabs this one, fires again to first in time, and boy, he's out, and he'll shoot out. And you know what's going to happen if they meet somebody. Little fella, little round man with a screwball. The House of the Yankees want this, and they want to choke this thing off as soon as they can. Big hand for Daly, who's been just pitching away, giving up one run. Of course, Whitey Ford gave up one run in the first game, and it cost him. Barber didn't allow any scoring. Daly, left-hand hitter. Hits the first pitch, a line drive over third into left field for a base hit. And he's gone with a single. That's a strike. That gives him one for three. A single to left. This is the 11th Yankee hit. Now we have Richardson, 0 for 4. Bailey says he doesn't want a jacket. But Moses is coming out there with it anyhow, and finally Moses says he wants you to put it on. It's cool. So Bailey puts it on. There's something about it, you know, when you say the manager says, do it. Bobby hits the ground ball, foul outside there, strike one. It's like Campanella talking about catching for different managers. And he says, the general rule, for example, Austin won't give you anything bench, but Dressman and DeRocher, they would often order a pitch. And Roy would say, well, they'd give me the order, and I'd pass it to the pitcher, and he'd shake his head. And he said, I didn't hesitate. I'd go out there, and I'd say, look, this ain't from me. This is from the boss. There's a line drive into left field. Base hit. Daly moves down to second, holds on. Draw Richardson, who is collecting a lot of hits this year, more than anybody else on the club. That's another. Hit number 12 off Brown, and now we have Tony Kubek. With Maris on deck. Two men down, 3-1 New York. Let up pitches high outside. Tony's 1-4. Yankees beating 3-1. Bailey at second, Richardson at first. As a curveball popped up. And the shortstop, Hanson, moving back, moving back, moving back. He has it, and that's that. No runs, two hits, two left. Score and the 7.5 second game. Yankees 3, Orioles 1.
The crisp refresher is precisely right.
Lively, golden, crystally clear.
The crisp refresher, crisp refresher. Valentine, Valentine, dear.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Valentine delivers a funny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers. And that's the beer for Valentine's.
The crisp refresher.
Valentine's, Valentine's beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Half of the eighth inning, it'll be Hanson, the shortstop, then Brown, or a hitter. It looks like Dave Philly has moved out on deck to hit for Brown. So that's eight innings. Harrell is finished. Hanson, counted for the only run, home run. Hit it back in the third inning. In the fourth, Howard singled and Sharon homered, and it's been 3-1 ever since. Pitch is high outside, ball one. Joe Ripley just come over here with a bulletin that said Paul Richards, the former manager here, who is now the general manager down at Houston, one of the clubs that is to be in the National League next year, just announced that Harry Clark will be the field manager for the Houston Colts. Clark has been one of these fellows who manages, yet isn't the manager with the Cubs this year. There's a foul back. Back to you. One ball, two strikes.
you. Pitch swung on a high popper. Third baseman Boyer waiting right in his stride. He has it. One down. Last of the eight. 3-1 favor the Yankees. And Dave Sillie. Philly set a record this year, Major League record for the most sink hits. He's an indestructible fella. That's 40. Switch hitter batting right-handed and takes a tall strike. Ball swung on, hit down second off Richardson's glove. He can't come up with it, and Philly is on. It's a single. Hit number five now for the Orioles, and has a runner. This is a 24th pinch hit for Philly. In other words, every time he hits one, he has his own record. 24 just announced over the PA, and he gets a big hand as he chopped off. Snyder is running for Philly.
Number nine, Robinson.
Robinson at the plate. And Louis Arroyo is up in the Yankee bullpen. Uh-huh. 5-3-1 New York. One out, runner at first. Robinson takes a strike. Slider over the outside. Brooks has singled and doubled in three trips against Daly, giving him more trouble than anybody else. Pitch is low. Ball one. Daly said. Left-hander, second, first. Fields. There's a ball hit sharp to the third. Boy, off for the down to second. Richardson on to first. Double play. That's the Yankees' 171st DP. So that's put that inning to bed. 5-4-3. End of eight. It is 3-12-0 for New York. 1-5-2 for the Orioles. Now they've got to bring in a new man from the bullpen to face Marich, and then Barra, and then Plante. It's Hoyt Wilhelm. So they just added one problem after another to Roger tonight. Wilhelm coming on with that fabulous knuckleball. That's a hard pitch to hit. Mr. Wilhelm knows how to throw it. Minnesota beat Washington 3-1. Kansas City won the first. Cleveland 6-0. End of 7 in the second. It is 6-2, Cleveland. Detroit won this afternoon 6-2 from L.A. End of 6.5 out of Chicago. The White Sox are leading Boston 3-1. At the end of 4.5, Cincinnati 7, Pittsburgh 1. End of 6, the Cardinals 3, the Phillies nothing. Musial has just hit a home run with one off. Old Man River. San Francisco outstaggered Milwaukee 11-10. And a Cubs game out of Los Angeles, not yet started. So far, Wilhelm has taken over. Two pitch the ninth inning. Marich, and this long doubleheader for him, has had an infield single and a base on ball. He
just missed the home run against Brown in the seventh inning when he pulled it foul. He had the distance. Ready. He is ready. All right. Wilhelm is a right-hander, veteran. He doesn't want to work with a baseball that he's got. So Paparella throws him another one. This is a knuckleball king. Pitch is outside, ball one. Daly, who throws an occasional knuckleball, is quite a contrast. Wilhelm, it's very rare you see him throw anything else. There's one that Roger cut on, didn't get. Wilhelm is 9-7. This is his 48th game. Well, it's 48th game. He started some. Roger swings and misses at another one. Right, one ball, two strikes. Big right-handed deals, and Roger strikes out. The fans now starting to go. They waited to see Myers' last at-bat. And all of a sudden, as though somebody had given a signal, boom, exodus. I know years ago when Kina was in his heyday and was a big attraction about all they had in those days for Pittsburgh, the folks would wait over there then to see him for his last at-bat. Barrett swings and misses on the knuckles, strike one. And then when they figured it was Kina's last time, they'd go. Swinging, fouls it, out of play. Strike two. One down. The Yogi grinning a little bit, saying something to Paparella. The Yogi's still visiting, sits back out. Pitch outside. Ball one. One and two. One down. Right hander works the curve. Fouled off. Good low inside. Of course, you can't always tell whether it's a curve or whether it's his knuckleball because he can make his knuckleball go a different direction. I mean, he is the supreme artist with it. Depends on how he releases it. As the ground ball hits the short. Hanson up with it, and Barrett's out. Short to first. Two up, two down. We now have John Blanchard. Played right field in the second game. Mantle pinch hit and struck out to end the first game. He's got a heavy cold. The Yankees have been without his services except for that one appearance. Two away, top of the ninth. The Orioles will have their big hitters up in the last half of the night. Beginning with the number two spot. 2-3-4. Pitches inside to Blanchard. Ball one. Wilhelm deals, and it's a strike. One and one. Waste a little time. Deals and Blanchard fouls it off. Knuckleball again. One and two.
balls, two strikes. You are top of the ninth. 3-1 New York. Baltimore took the first one, 1-0. Marish has had an infield single for the evening. 1-2 pitch. One on, a bounce ball back to second. Nice stop by the shortstop. Throw to first, and that's it. 1-2-3, and the score at the end of 8.5. Game 2 remains in New York 3, Baltimore 1. Next time, take along a six-pack, a jolly six-pack of Ballantine beer. It carries with ease, cools in a breeze, and best of all, it gives you six icy cold cans of the crisp refresher.
Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack of ice cold Ballantine
beer. Off the ninth inning, it'll be a day on. Then Brandt and Gentile. Taylor getting ready to go. Yankees 3, Orioles 1. First game, Baltimore 1, New York nothing. Taylor's pitch is wide. Fastball. Arroyo is being ready in the Yankee bullpen, back of right center field. Taylor has struck out 9. There's a line drive right to shortstop Kubek. Well, that was a big out. One away. Last half of the night. Now we have Jackie Brandt, who is 0-for-3. We've had him stopped all evening. If the Yankees can hold any part of this 2-run lead, then they have cut the number to 1 and will have clinched nothing worse than a tie. Pitch is just outside. Ball one. Not the ball over. First strike. 1-1. Bailey after his 12th win. A quick slider for a called second strike. It's the knees. 1-2. The lead left hander set. Deals. Buckleball fouled off. 1-2. A lot of short pumping swings up there waiting. Now sets and swings, and it's a high fly ball into straightaway short center field. Let's see. Second baseman Richardson is under it and has it. So the game is down to the last out. Jim Gentile, 0-for-3. He's had a rough night against first Ford and then Bailey. Yankees leading 3-1. Taking nothing for granted, Arroyo continues throwing in the bullpen. Bailey deals, and Gentile hits a high foul. Let's see, it may be playable over the Vistas bench. Boyer is under it. He's got it, and it clinched nothing worse than a tie. So, the number is 1. And Maris used up 2 of his 3 remaining games under the 154-game victim laid down by the commission. For Daly, it's his 12th win. And the losing pitcher, of course, is Brown. The totals are 3-12-0 for New York, 1-5-2 for Baltimore.
Well, that winds up another Ballantyne baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and...